My name's Tim Edwards. I'm a firefighter at Bodmin 71, and I'm on Orange Watch. Before I joined the fire service, I was a fish farmer. My job took me to various places, and one of those places was Iceland. Spent 4 or 5 years over there. And while I was working there, some of the people I got to know, we discussed possibly crossing one of the glaciers out there, the big glacier of Vatnajökull. Unfortunately, they passed away some years ago. After I joined the fire service, we just sort of chatting with lads on various watches about doing stuff like this, various expeditions and things. From there, really, came the idea to do this trip across the Vatnajökull glacier back in 2006, which was about 150-kilometre trip across the glacier, towing all our own stuff on sleds and sleeping out on the glacier in tents. And on the back of that, we decided we might as well raise some money for charity, and we got involved with various charities.
It started off at crossing a glacier in Iceland, but now this is an entirely different challenge where you're upping the stakes, aren't you?
Yes. Not sure whose idea that was. Yeah, it's not something we've ever done. None of us have been to altitude before. I'd have been quite happy going across Greenland or the North Pole, but it's been decided that as a group that we need to do something different. So, yeah, rather than going across, we're going to go up and see how we fare at altitude, and it's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Okay, so this challenge is going to be going up Island Peak, which is really one which tests you to see if you are able to do, you know, the highest mountain in the world, Everest.
Yeah, some of the younger guys are considering seeing how they get on at altitude, and from that possibly, I don't think they're quite aware of how difficult it would be. But there's a feeling that one or two of them might like to have an attempt on Everest, maybe in the future sometime. I don't think I'll be one of those.
Does it worry you about this sort of challenge, that the things you're going to put yourself through, the cold, the altitude, and all of this?
No, they'll carry me up the mountain. I'm sure they'll look after me. No, it's just another challenge. There's obviously going to be some apprehension, and you know, it's not something you can take lightly, but if we prepare properly, and we've got the services of an experienced Sherpa there who has actually climbed Everest a few times, so I think as long as you listen to him, hopefully things won't go too badly wrong.
So this is being done for the firefighters charity Children with Leukemia and Help for Heroes. You're obviously looking for people to support you.
Yes, yeah, I mean, obviously that's... three worthwhile causes there. We've got some members of the team are ex-forces. So, yeah, people are willing and able to help us in any way. We'd be most grateful.